This is Chris Cahill broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in downtown Los Angeles. Real radio on the internet. And the website here is skidrowstudios.com. The name of my show is Psychic Every Day, and I want to thank you very much for tuning in, for listening tonight. And I encourage you to hang around through the show for a whole brand new show about healing. That's what tonight's theme is. So today, March 6, 2013, I'm going to do a show all about healing. What is healing and how do you heal and what's energy healing all about and all the rest of it. I'll also be giving readings during the show on tonight's topic. So you can call 1-800-893-9562 anytime during the show to get your reading. And I'll be talking about the topic, going into several different aspects of it, and also giving those readings. Okay. So Psychic Every Day is called Psychic Every Day because I'm a psychic every day. I know that's, you know, a little goes without saying. This show is about all things psychic. I've been a full-time psychic for about 14 years now, and I work with energy. I work with healing energy. I give readings to people. I teach classes, and I really love energy. I love working with it. And what is energy but pretty much everything? You know, you are energy, and your friends are energy, and your where you live is energy, but everything's made of energy. And it's a pretty interesting thing to become more conscious of, your own energy, that is. So this discussion tonight will be about being psychic and using energy. And also, what does being psychic have to do with healing anyway? What does it have to do with this topic? How can you use this kind of energy and this information for others when you start to heal yourself, when you start to decide to heal your life or, you know, make some choices for yourself that are healing for you? You become a healing. You start to give healing by being a healing, by choosing that. And that's a thing that is really important to know, to understand. One of the big things I've been seeing in the past few years is that all the people who are walking around being healers, whether they're being conscious healers or not, and believe me, speaking for myself, I used to be an unconscious healer, thinking I had to walk around healing the planet and everybody in it and be responsible for all of that. And when I finally learned that, no, I don't have that power. I have to heal myself first. That's really how it works. Well, that started changing everything. So when you become more conscious of yourself as a healer and what it is that you use your energy for and how you heal others by being that healer, you change the way things work around you. You change the way your life flows. And you also change what you create and what you attract. And that's important to kind of see for yourself. What's been coming up recently in the past few years is not just healers realizing that they have to heal themselves. That's kind of the new picture of healing, learning how to heal yourself. But what's also coming up are a lot of old hurts and deep wounds and, you know, pain and invalidation and things like that. The things that are just simply not anybody's true energy. I never see your true energy as being wrong. It just isn't. Your own energy, when you have it within you, is what heals you. So back to that becoming conscious of your own energy thing, when you start to do that, you start to naturally create healing within yourself by becoming more conscious of who are you anyway? What is your energy? What is it? What's the truth you have within you? So what's also coming up for people are all those deep longings, you know, those deep desires, the things about what, you know, what do I want to be, or I want to get to my real truth here, the thing I came here to do this lifetime. What is that? What is it that I came here to bring? What's my value? And it can feel a little murky, a little bit unconscious or uncomfortable sometimes, or just plain old yucky if you're sitting in a bunch of energy that doesn't feel good or doesn't feel like you. And you start to confuse all that stuff with your own energy. You know, if you start to believe that the energies that you're sitting in that don't feel great or make you feel really bad about yourself, or, you know, you're kind of hitting over and over, if you start to believe that that's your energy, you'll get stuck. It's when you start to become more conscious of what is yours and let go of what's not that it becomes a lot easier to be who you are. Now, again, this is Chris Cahill at Psychic Every Day on Skid Row Studios, and this is a live show. I will be giving readings throughout the evening, and I'll be giving them on this topic, on healing. And that can be many different kinds of questions having to do with healing. But if you'd like to receive a reading, call me live, 1-800-893-9562. And I look forward to hearing from you. So now, back to being on your own healing path. When you decide to make your healing a priority in your life, when you decide that what it is you're doing for yourself is really becoming an important thing, you know, so then rather than kind of waiting for other people to be ready for you to heal yourself, or rather than waiting for other people to decide that it's okay for you to heal, or, you know, if you've been kind of holding back and waiting until others are ready for you to have what you want, then you're not healing yourself, and actually nobody's healing. Everybody's kind of just sitting in that old energy. This can be really a drag. It's just not very fun. If everybody's kind of sitting around going, oh, this is terrible, it's not very much fun, ugh, you know, nobody's letting go of anything, it's really tough. Nothing changes. So one of the most courageous acts you can actually take, you know, that you can commit, that you can choose, is to decide to heal yourself. And, you know, I know I mentioned a little bit just a few minutes ago that I've been a healer my whole life, but I wasn't really conscious of that and what that meant until I was in my 30s. Honestly, I was the out of control healer from, you know, out of control healer land, walking around healing everybody, thinking I was responsible, taking on people's energy, and just thinking that that was my job. You know, I remember saying to myself when I was in my 20s, I'm really strong, I can do this, they're not feeling so good, I can take on this. And I used to say that, and it was kind of crazy because it started making me feel really sick. I started getting sick from doing that. And it was at a certain point that I just started to wake up and said, no, that's it, I can't do this anymore. I have to figure out how to change this. How do I change this for myself? And rather than blame them, it was more about me, you know, making that choice, you know, agreeing. I was agreeing to do that. Or it might have been how I was getting validated, or how I was feeling that I had a little power and maybe feeling a little in control, you know. So that those can be all very good reasons why somebody might decide to go and be the healer for the world. And there's a lot of people out there doing that. Now, rather than go, you know, convince any of them that they should change that, what I would just like to say to you is, if that's been you, if you've been feeling like you've been taking on a lot of other people's energy and you've been the healer, or you've been feeling responsible, or you've been feeling guilty, this is the point where you get to really start to look at that and start to change for yourself. So what does it mean when you start to heal yourself? What actually does that mean? Well, being able to heal yourself can mean many different things. A couple of them, it would include being able to really be happy about your life and your choices. That's a great way to heal yourself. So what about actively seeking relationships that are based on mutual respect, trust, and love? So if you're hanging out with people who you just don't feel very respected by, or you just wish that they would, you know, maybe you don't feel like they see you clearly, this can be family, it can be people you've known for a while, it might be people you work with, it could be people that you have been in a relationship for a while. And if you start to feel like you're just not being seen or communicated with clearly, or you're trying to change and those people in your life are in resistance to you changing, then an act of healing, an act of self-healing, might be that you step away from some of those relationships, or you change how you deal with them. You change how you see yourself. You change how things operate. And when you start to do that, when you start to make those choices, other people have no choice but to line up. It's kind of fun. I mean, really, you might not know that, but if you decide to do that for yourself, it changes what kinds of relationships you attract and create. I have learned this over the years by operating in that way. And believe me, sometimes it was tough. And it was really, again, me deciding, I got to be responsible for myself. I have to start rather than being responsible for everybody else, I have got to start being responsible for me. And that made a big difference. Another way you might heal yourself is by letting yourself do work that is meaningful for you, even if it doesn't make sense to somebody else. Or what about your creativity, creating what you want, being able to create something you love, even if that isn't necessarily being validated or seen by others, you getting to do that for yourself? What about speaking your truth without fear, being able to tell your truth to other people? And one of the things that you will see more and more, and you've already been seeing it, one of the big deals that's happening now is it's really difficult for anybody to get away with lying these days. Truth is kind of the fashion of the day right now. People have got to tell the truth. And if they don't, it sort of tends to backfire. And if you're, I did a whole show about this last week, and it's in the archives here. It's called Truth and Lies. And it was really fun to look at. And I'm pretty much, we, you know, just scratched the surface in that show. But it's a fun thing to look at for yourself. Are you in truth with yourself? Are you telling yourself truth or are you not? And it's a really wonderful thing to see, because when you start to tell yourself the truth, you are healing yourself. This is a big deal. So it looks like I have my first caller, and let me just see who is here. Hi, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, Chris. My name is Marcy.
Marcy, thank you for listening and thanks for calling. This is your first time calling into this show, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, would you like a reading or do you have a comment?
I would.
All right, cool. Marcy, what would you like a reading about?
I think as far as to better heal myself towards the hurt and anger that I carry, I think from relationships where I feel that I have, you know, possibly healed them, made them feel better and give more to them than they actually, you know, give back.
Oh, I see. So in your relationships in the past, what you were doing is you were giving them all your healing energy and taking on all their pain.
Right.
This is the key. Let's take a look at that. What I'm going to look at is not just that you were doing that, but really kind of what is that bottom line, sort of how does the energy get in, or what is the agreement? And not from a place of judgment so much as, I mean, the picture I keep seeing as you, as I'm talking to you, is this picture of you when you get into a relationship with someone, there's just all this enthusiasm and excitement and just a real wanting to share. And I see you having this bouquet of beautiful, looks like these beautiful little orchid-colored roses, and you're carrying them and sort of handing them over to the person you're in the relationship with and saying, here, I brought these for you. Aren't these beautiful? And it looks like sometimes when you are giving that kind of energy, it's like, it looks like it's something you really love or you really value, and you're giving to, showing to someone and wanting to share with them and give to them. And it looks like what they do is they can't see the beauty. They can't see the beauty in your gift. They only see that and I see that part of this too looks like you've been in relationships sometimes with people who just don't have space. They suck energy. Like they'll just take whatever you give them. It's a bottomless pit. And what I see you've been trying to do is you've been trying to get into or create relationship with people who will say to you, I see you and you're wonderful. It's like you're wanting to get that reflection of validation that you're willing to give. But what it looks like you're taking on is somebody who, or you've been attracting, are people who sometimes look at you and all they see is a picture, that invalidation picture you have at your fourth chakra, and it's not your energy and it's not you being wrong, but it's been an energy you've had in your space where you've been trying to solve something that isn't yours to solve. And the thing that I see you've been trying to solve has to do with this bringing together of your own body and spirit. Like what makes sense to you as a being in this lifetime? Like what's that self-identity? One of the ways I see you, and I'm kind of like, you know, combing over this really from a big picture perspective, but I'm going to go in a little bit closer. One of the things I see that helps you heal this has to do with you being able to say hello to yourself. And really go into that place where you decide that no matter what somebody else is choosing to be, that you're on your own side. Because it looks like sometimes when you've been the healer for others or taken on their pain, you've agreed to be the one who kept it safe for them, but then it became very unsafe for you. You just didn't. It's hard to take on all that energy all the time, Marcy. It's just too much. And you've been asking yourself to do this for a long time. And I see that really at the bottom of this, the core is this value picture at your fourth chakra. So heart chakra, affinity, love, self-image, and value picture, meaning how do you value yourself? Now, you value someone else, but it looks too like you've been wanting the relationship to help you find your own value. And that's not necessarily conscious on your part, and it's not you being wrong, but it looks like how you heal from this moving forward is you might want to look at every one of these relationships that didn't work for you as being a signpost to you, because every single one of them was kind of pointing out that you were sort of going away from yourself. You know, you'd go into somebody else's picture or their reality and get away from yours. And when I look at your next step with this and what looks like it helps you, it looks like it's you really getting in to your own space, really learning about who you are and loving who you are more. You know, just really that healing for you would be really loving who you are and deciding that's it, moratorium on relationships that no longer work. And I know that you already have that on the one hand, like there's the intention, but then they show up. And what I'm seeing is you listening to yourself, you listening to your body, listening to your intuition rather than going into trying to solve the pain. And that looks to me like it's also you deciding to be the adult in your own space, you know, caring for you, and then let somebody else be exactly, you know, they can show up for you rather than you having to go fix them to make them okay to be with you, because that won't work ever. Does this help?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling, and thank you for listening. Good luck to you. Be well.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. So, this is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day, on SkidRowStudios.com. And this is a show tonight about healing yourself, healing energy, working with healing. The number here is 1-800-893-9562, and I will be giving readings throughout the show. And again, this is a show about healing, and I want to go on a little bit more about healing yourself. One of the most wonderful ways you can heal yourself is to speak truth to yourself. So if you start telling yourself truth, if you start really listening to what your needs are, to what your body wants, to what is working for you, to what's not working for you, to, you know, just what your gut instincts tell you about people you know or situations you're in, you start to create healing. And one story I remember all too well from years and years, years ago, when I had a friend at the time who was a really close friend, and she and I went to school together, and things were going along really well for a few years. We were really close and, you know, hung out with a whole group of people. And then all of a sudden, it just got to a point where she was getting very negative and I was taking that on. I was healing it or trying to, not very successfully. So, you know, I tried harder because it wasn't working. And I started noticing that every time I was around her or I was going to be around her, my stomach would hurt. And I have a pretty much a cast iron stomach. It never hurts. But my body was trying to tell me it didn't like being around that negativity. It was too much. I couldn't take it. And I didn't listen for a long time, but I started making excuses and they were unconscious ones. Like I just, you know, I was busy or I was working or I couldn't get together or this or that. And not really telling the truth, because I wasn't telling the truth to myself that this relationship was not working for me anymore, this friendship. And it was becoming obvious, and this is actually right around the time I started waking up about healing myself, it was becoming obvious that I needed to really step away. And I think that was right around the time that I got my first psychic reading ever. And the psychic who I went to, I asked her about this particular relationship, and she said to me, "Hey, when the building is on fire, run." And it was the best thing she could have said. I knew exactly what I needed to do. That she didn't tell me what to do. She didn't say I should. She didn't judge it. She was just very neutral. "Well, when the building's on fire, run." was like, oh yeah, this building's on fire. I'm out of here. And that was the end of that friendship to some degree for a while. And it helped me. I started realizing I wasn't mean. I wasn't bad to step away, but there was nothing I could do. I couldn't fix that person. And she had her own path to walk, and so did I. One thing that I've learned too over the years is that you might create sometimes in your life a situation such as an illness or some other thing in order to find your own truth. For example, you know, let's say you're going through a time when it's just been rough or you're not feeling well. Your body's forcing you to stop and be still. And we've all gone through this. It's not a failure. Getting sick is not a failure. But when you are forced to stop and be still, maybe you break a leg or you do something, you know, it's just simply your body's way of saying, here you are. And when you are forced to stop and be still, it has the effect of helping you to become aware of truths in your life that you've been ignoring. Your body will make you stop moving. If you're always in action mode, you know, always have to do something. You get nervous when you sit still, when there's nothing to do. What's the next thing I'm going to do? You might not have time to sit still and listen to your body's wisdom, because it has a lot of good information for you. Also, if you wake up every day and your life is just, oh God, I have to go do this today and I have to go do that, and it's the dread of your job or obligations, you'll create stress inside of you. And if you ignore your body and you don't listen to its needs, you'll create imbalance in yourself. So if you start to heal your spirit, and that your spirit of you, that's, you know, the creativity, your inspiration, your truth-telling, your consciousness, your awareness, feeling good about life, you know, just all the, it's that part of you that changes and grows and manifests and creates. It's the effortless part of you, the being. You start to heal on that level. You start to become conscious of who you are and your goodness, you know, how wonderful you really are. Your spirit heals your body. If you're sitting in energy all the time that doesn't feel good, it's really difficult for you to feel well in the body too. And that's one way that we might create illness sometimes. Another way is just simply by working ourselves and not listening to our bodies. And, you know, that's just a way sometimes, you know, I've done that many times where I'm working, feeling like I'm getting a lot done, and all of a sudden my body says, that's it. You're just taking a couple days off. That's all you can do. So healing yourself, it's really a different kind of thing for everybody. Everybody's got a different way. Not all healing paths look the same. And not all healing may even look like healing to you. For you, healing yourself might mean stepping out of a stifling or invalidating relationship. But for somebody else, you know, it might mean that they need to step up in their relationship, need to speak up or ask for more, you know, open their mouth, not just run away. And it's just different. It depends. This is where being conscious or being able to listen to your own wisdom comes in handy. You might also find your healing by living in nature, being closer to the earth, and somebody else needs to be in the city. So finding what's true for you is the key. That's what makes it all work. And if you can be flexible and conscious and learn to let go, that is a big deal. Again, you are listening to Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day at Skid Row Studios, Real Radio on the Internet. And you can reach us at skidrowstudios.com. This show is coming to you live tonight, and I am also going to be taking some more calls tonight. If you'd like to receive a reading, please call me. My number is 1-800-893-9562. And I'd love to give you a reading about your healing abilities or just about any kind of question you have in your life. Now, on to the next thing. There's something I'd like to kind of start to introduce to this show. As a psychic, and I know a bunch of psychics, I actually look at us all as being geeks. I mean, I'm a psychic geek. I really am. This is my life. This is what I do all day long, every day. It's how I look at life, how I look at energy, and so on. Psychics look at the news. We look at current events. we look at, you know, what's happening in the world. And one thing I'd like to start talking about in my shows has to do with that, a psychic look at current events. So I'll take a couple minutes here just to go into this. And I will be, as I mentioned, taking some more callers in just a little bit. When I look at the energy around healing in 2013, you know, really beginning kind of in 2012 this started, but really beginning in the beginning of this year, the end of 2012, there's a really big move toward people learning to heal themselves. And part of this is we've all been well programmed to think that we need an expert out there to heal us, kind of like somebody else to manage our bodies or our wellness or help create that for us, that we don't have what we need inside of us for that. And that's not true. That's really not true. You know, while I value and respect the healers I know, I am so grateful to my chiropractor, my dentist, massage therapist, acupuncturist. You know, I go to a lot of alternative healers, but also doctors I know. I'm grateful to them. I really do know that it's up to me to do much of my own healing work. And I see that when my friends and my family, clients, patients, you know, like students and so on, when everybody starts to do their own work and really start to look and see what do they need to do to create more healing, it changes. It changes how, what kind of healing they can have. So what I see is a trend toward people learning to listen to their own bodies more. This is a big deal. And this goes along with learning to listen to and act in harmony with the earth. So the current events, part of this is just this. Currently, we are experiencing a revolution in healing and how do we heal? And this encompasses everything, not just the way you heal on a body level, but also what kind of food you eat. Pay attention to the whole current discussion about genetically modified foods, about organics, about all the rest of it. Pay attention to that because that's healing. Pay attention to what you can do to help yourself heal, like meditation or different kinds of things you can use, different kinds of tools. And I'll be going more into what tools, I have a whole pile of healing tools listed here that I'll get to in a little while. Learning to listen to your own wisdom when it comes to healing. When you start to do that, you start to remember that you do know how to heal yourself. There are very important bits of information that you have, and you can start to have that. So rather than handing your body's healing over to an expert outside of yourself, you can hand it to the expert within. That expert is you. This doesn't mean you won't need help from time to time, but it means that you're going to start to feel more empowered about healing yourself. Okay, I am going to be taking another caller right now. Hello there, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, this is Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. Thanks so much for listening tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, you're welcome. It's nice to hear your voice. Would you like a reading?
I would.
Wonderful. What's your question?
Well, I was kind of wondering how I can heal myself in order to, well, kind of heal myself from the experiences with my father. Growing up and, you know, even into the present, in order to not recreate that in my life in other relationships.
That's great. Even just by asking that question and doing it in an adult manner, as you just did, that I don't see you being a victim.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you may have been at one point or seen yourself in a victim role. And what is a victim but someone who doesn't have power or somebody who is in a picture where they don't have power? And it can be very true that one can be victimized, but what I see is that the kind of abusive energy you handled from your father, that you, it's interesting. I see a picture of you as a being in this lifetime having this agreement with him, that you, and you were always more aware and conscious of than he was, even when you were very, very young, even when you were like a baby. But your agreement with him this lifetime was giving him an opportunity to step up. In a previous life, you were the one who was senior, but you gave him power this lifetime. This is you as a being trying to heal that being. You gave your father power so that he could learn how to step up and use power wisely, which he didn't do, and may not, you know, have accomplished much at all this lifetime. But what I see is that you... you had already accomplished some of that yourself. Like, you'd learned about power in previous lifetimes, and you were giving him an opportunity. It was sort of like the agreement was to help him heal. But he failed, and you didn't. And what I see, too, is that you did not allow that. The picture that I see is that you had agreed to heal him, and when you didn't heal him, he got very angry.
Oh, my gosh. I'm crying.
Yeah, and what you're learning is that actually it's not your responsibility to heal another person. It was an agreement you had, but now you're seeing that agreement was not something that you could actually even accomplish. So there was no failure. I mean, I see that there's shame and guilt and fear and stuff that was built up with all of this, but there was no failure. Your father looked like he went into his lowest, darkest side, but you did not.
Well, how do I let go of that?
Well, first and foremost, the main thing I see is it's the forgiveness. Forgiveness, forgiveness. But also, if you can start to, if you're not already, start to do things that help you get that energy out of your body. Because, you know, when we take on energy at the spirit level, it really affects our bodies, every single thing. So your body has a lot of this energy still in it. And this is not something you can't do. This is something you definitely have the power to do. But what I see is that you've done a big chunk of it, and looks like in the past, whether you did it through, I see it's like one picture I see is that you started learning how to have more anger, and that helped you with some of this.
Yeah,
because the energy was meant to keep you from sort of stifled or shut up in a little box where you weren't supposed to. It looks like he was the only one who was supposed to have anger. And you decided that that's not true. I'm a real fiery person, and I'm going to have anger because you have to.
Totally.
Yep. So if you can, one thing I always find really, really helpful is being able to ground yourself, meditate. Learn to let go of the energy, work with forgiveness. You know, just know that no matter what, and this is not something that anybody can prove to you or that anyone can talk you into, that it wasn't your doing, but that you did have an agreement with him. So there is an energy, like you did create the situation to some degree, but that does not mean you expected it to be that way.
Right.
There was something else you expected, or that you were.
And that's why I have an attachment to it.
Well,
because
yeah,
there was an agreement.
You're still responsible for it somehow. You still have that agreement with him. You even if he was the punishing party, you were kind of being his control. You were keeping him safe so that he could be the channel. Your father was a channel, still is if he's in the body. But that's the picture: is he's kind of an out of control channel, and you're not. So that's kind of like being an airport with a lot of stuff landing, and he wasn't in charge of a lot of it. You know, there's conscious channelers out there, and I'm not dissing on them. This is when somebody isn't, and they're not even sure who they are. And the thing that you can do for yourself, and it's just really a step-by-step process, forgiveness, 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 especially forgiveness of you, because you have often kind of, it looks like, sort of beat yourself up over having made a choice like that.
Wow.
You know, as a being. And you're not wrong. Not at all. So this is where you get to, the picture I see is you get to, you've been trying to get, you've been up on the rusty old tractor in the farmyard, trying to get the rusty old tractor moving, and it won't. And what I see is you just got to get off the damn rusty old tractor and go get your little, you know, go get your little Mini Cooper that's like hot red and go get in it and drive away. I mean, that's, you know, it's getting away from the energy, but it is a process. Like I mentioned, grounding is a great tool. If you go to my website, I have a grounding yourself meditation you can download for free. So that's at chriscahill.com. And just go to my store. There's meditations. And it's just a basic technique of how do you ground? How do you make your body safe and let go? And that's going to be one way that helps you, but also forgiveness. And you know, starting to heal yourself, to realize, too, that part of what you're doing this lifetime is you're here as a healer, but now it's your job to heal yourself. How's that?
Wow. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome, Natasha. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
And I really appreciate it.
Good luck with your healing. Be well.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Take care. Bye. Oh, yeah, healing. So healing yourself is possible. Even if you're going through something that just has been feeling rough or it's just been a tough time, you can move toward the healing that you would like to find for yourself. And there isn't one right way to do it. And a number of different, as now I mentioned a few minutes ago, I made a whole little list here about some different healing tools. I use a lot of healing tools. I love just the energy of healing, but to me, it's not a perfect practice. I mean, healing yourself might mean that you, one day you play hooky and you watch, you know, some really stupid movies all day and you just unplug and don't communicate with anybody and just kind of get your space back. That's a great way to heal. Healing yourself another day might mean that you get out and go out in nature and go for a walk and just get back to your own self. If you feel like you've been pulled away from who you are or you're having a hard time finding your answers or you don't know, you know, you're confused about what's going on in your life or you're not sure what your next steps are, go get some space. Heal yourself. Get away from everything if you can, you know, even if it's for an hour. So if you just have a little time and you want to do some great healing, start to meditate. You just heard me tell our last caller about grounding and meditation. I really love grounded meditation. To me, that's my favorite kind of meditation. So grounding yourself and being able to let go safely of energies that are not you is a huge healing. And it starts to help take the burden off your body as well as your spirit. Letting go, learning to let go of energy, realizing that no way in hell are you going to ever change anything that happened in the past, but you can change how you are moving forward. And I know you've heard that before, but it's true. And forgiveness is a big part of that. Kind of forgiving anybody, forgiving yourself, releasing, letting go. There's a wonderful documentary called Forgiving Dr. Mengele. It's pretty brilliant. It was made in, I think, 2005 or 2006. And it is a documentary about a woman who was a child and a twin when she and her twin were put into Auschwitz, you know, in a concentration camp. And Dr. Mengele was the Nazi doctor who used to perform experiments on the Jewish twins. And many of them died. And if your twin died, you were going to be killed too because they didn't need you anymore. So this, obviously, she and her twin survived because she lived to tell this documentary or to be a subject of it. And she decided when she became an adult, when she was in her 60s, she was tired of being in pain, tired of constantly, you know, handling the energy from having been from being a Holocaust survivor. And she started to forgive the Nazis. It's a brilliant, brilliant documentary. You can get it on Netflix. You can get it in Blockbuster. You can get it all over the place. So I highly recommend it. A few more healing tools. How about art? Art is one of the best healing tools I know of. Art, whether it's you making something, making a mess, creating something, playing, inventing, you know, letting yourself just create, have fun. Comedy is a great one. And, you know, if you are ever trying to figure out how do I find a good, you know, comedy show, hey, here on Skid Row Studios, there's a number of them and they're funny. So check those out. Or go listen to some comedians. Go to a show. Music, musicians are brilliant healers. Writers are brilliant healers. So there's so many different ways you can work with healing energy. Also, body work. Body work's a good one. You know, as in massage or acupuncture or chiropractic, all of that stuff. Yoga's great. And doing energy work on yourself, learning how to be an energy healer, learning how to access your own healing energy. Gardening is good, walking. And, you know, here's one of my favorites, being kind to yourself, being nice, saying nice things. One of the first things I'll say to my students when I start taking them through a guided meditation after they start getting grounded is say hello to your body and say something nice to it. Give your body a compliment. If you, every time you look at your body, you kind of go, oh, it's you again, you know, or you make some disparaging remark about your own body, that's not very healing. You start to compliment yourself and give your body some happy, you know, like thumbs up, your body's going to respond to that. Bodies love compliments. I have another caller here and I would like to give another reading. So let's see. Who's here? What's your name?
My name is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Thanks so much for listening and thanks for calling.
Okay.
would you like a reading?
Sure, yeah.
What's your question?
No question. I just kind of wanted to call. Just let me see.
Did you have a comment? I don't know if you had wanted a reading or if you just had a comment.
No, I do want a reading, but I don't have anything particular that, you know. You know, I have a lot of things going on in my life, but that's everybody, you know, so it's nothing in particular that I...
And that's what a healer would say. A healer would say, I have stuff going on, but so does everybody else, so it's not important.
Yeah, well, it's just not, you know what I mean? Everybody has things going on, but I guess mostly work. That's mostly my thing right now.
So okay, anything in particular?
Really stressful.
It's stressful?
It's just stressful right now, yeah.
All right, let me take a look at that.
Okay.
The picture I see is a picture, I'm just basically kind of zoning in on you at your job. And the picture I see is that it's like a picture of your whole, either your office or your job or your work, however that, you know, however that is defined. But it's that it looks like it's on board ship. The picture is that everybody is on this big old kind of rickety ship, kind of like an old fashioned pirate ship. But it's not a pirate ship, and that the water is tossing and turning it, that it looks like everybody's getting knocked from one side to the other, and there's water coming on board, and there's a storm, and it just looks like it's really stressful. Everybody's kind of getting wet or handling the energy coming in, and so it's, you know, not literally water, obviously, but the picture is that everybody is handling, and it looks like it's a lot of emotional stuff. A lot of emotional sort of just stuff that people are sitting in or handling. And I see an energy over the office of what looks like a big gray cloud, kind of like there's this heaviness or a grayness above the space. And it looks like it has to do with unknown or unconsciousness. It may just be that there's so much going on. I mean, it looks like there's a pressure coming from above, yeah, from the top down, and everybody in, yes, there is feeling squeezed.
That's a pretty good picture. Yeah, perfect.
Well, it doesn't look like it's very comfortable. You look like you feel like a sardine in a can that's overloaded.
yeah, that's exactly what it feels like right now.
Well, you know what I'd love to do is take a look at how do you start to let go of some of that energy for yourself? And mm-hmm. One of the things I see is that you're pretty empathic. You take on a lot of other people's feelings. And you're good at that. Like, you understand how other people are feeling. And even if you try to kind of not take it on, it looks like sometimes you do. It's just you're sensitive to energy. That's not a bad thing. It's just that it's also the mark of a healer. You know, it's sort of like understanding how other people feel. And I see that you're in this space where it looks like nothing actually gets to leave the space. It sort of gets passed around and around from to everybody. Like, nobody really drops it. It's sort of like if everyone was passing around a bag, you know, or a little basket of like really gnarly, you know, worms or something. And here you get to hold the basket of worms today. And nobody really wants to, but it's not fun. But it looks like that's part of the energy, is that nothing changes. And when I see you getting some space with this, it looks like it's hard while you're in that space. But if you can imagine you have your very own space, you don't need to, and if you can kind of like give yourself that sort of picture, like you have your very own space and that you don't have to absorb or take on everybody else's. Does that make sense?
No, that makes perfect sense.
That's a thing. I would suggest like find a way to get your own space so that you don't have to match to what everybody else is, you know, doing, what they're going through right now. Because you can't fix it or solve it. It looks like what's happening that's making everyone so uncomfortable is beyond all of your power. None of you have the power over this, but you can have power over your own space. Another way I like to put this is, imagine you go into a room and you set the thermostat. You know, this is the temperature I want in this room. And it's your room, so you get to decide what the temperature is. And then somebody else comes along and says, well, I don't like this temperature, I'm changing it. And they make it something else that's completely uncomfortable for you. Now, imagine the room is your own space. You know, your space, that's you, your body, your energy field, it's your space. You get to decide what that is. And if somebody else's energy is coming into your space, it's making it hard for you to have that power. So this is just you becoming conscious. Like, you get to learn how to have your space with everybody else's stuff and decide that you can have your own energy be how you want it to be in there. And this is you, the healer, deciding to heal yourself.
That sounds good. Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay,
really good.
All right, thanks so much for listening, Alicia, and for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, no.
Have a good night.
Thank you. You
okay,
too. Bye.
Bye. Here we are. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day on Skid Row Studios. And you can find us at skidrowstudios.com. And I'm here every Wednesday from 7 to 7:55 p.m. Pacific time. You can listen live and call in every week. I'll be giving readings on the air during the show. You can also subscribe to my podcast because it's going to be on iTunes. Well, it is on iTunes now, the last couple of shows, and this one will be on iTunes probably by tonight or tomorrow. But you can go to iTunes and subscribe to Psychic Every Day, and I really appreciate that. And also check out the Skid Row Studios lineup. There are so many wonderful shows and really great show hosts at this wonderful station. And this is real radio on the internet. It's a wonderful place to be working out of. I love it. So anyway, thank you all for listening. I would like to take one more call tonight. And again, this is our show is about healing. And you are on the air live. Who's this?
This is Leanne.
Leanne, good evening. Nice to hear your voice.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Would you like a reading? Or do you have a comment? What's going on?
Yeah. My question is, how do I know when to let go of a seemingly toxic relationship? To heal myself and move on presently, because I feel that I'm learning a lot from this relationship, and I think it's healing to issues from my past. I don't want to, you know, take this vibration with me into the next relationship, and that's kind of the reason why I think I've, you know, stayed around to try and work through certain issues. And I don't want to leave this relationship too soon if it can be worked out. So it's kind of, I don't know if I'm getting the healing by being in the relationship or if moving on from the relationship is going to be the greater healing. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. A picture I keep seeing the whole time you're asking this is a picture of you getting painted more and more into a corner. Painted further and further, like tighter into a corner. Sort of, there used to be more space before, and it looks like then you had room. There's also a picture of you fencing. So fencing with your partner, and it might have started off as friendly fencing, and then it turned into not friendly fencing. But I see now that it's like you've been painted into a corner, and you feel like what I see this relationship is doing is it's been forcing you more and more and more into yourself. And I also see you getting to the core of something, this invalidation picture. This is like you getting to the core of something. This is great. This is at between a third and fourth chakra level. It's not either just one of those, it's both of them. But it looks like it's been about how you direct your energy, which, hello, that's third chakra, on an affinity level, fourth chakra, and also having affinity for yourself. And it looks like there was a control or a demand or a picture you had that you were supposed to direct your energy outside of yourself in order to get what you wanted. And what you're starting to learn is that that's not true. I mean, it's not that you didn't know that intellectually, but you are learning it more and more in the body.
Yeah.
Where you're feeling it. Also, this picture that used to control you more had you get easily flustered or invalidated in a relationship, and then sometimes you would just blow it up. You know, walk away, blow it up, but you wouldn't get further into this, because part of what would happen in those old relationships is that they would really, it would be the same picture, like fencing with a partner, and they're poking at this picture. You know, poking it, and it's a deep wound. I don't know if you heard at the beginning of the show, one of the things I mentioned is that a big place people are getting to right now is the really deep, gooey stuff. A lot of people are going right into that, and it's creating a lot of, a lot of pain, a lot of stuff is coming up like that mm-hmm. people are having to look at. And this looks to me like some of your core issues about being able to have love and be loved. And that you can, you know, that it's okay to direct your energy to yourself and allow, and there's also a trust picture that goes with this. So it's about being able to trust that you have the value, you have the, you have what it takes to be able to have that. You don't have to direct your energy outside of yourself all the time. And sometimes in the past when you've in these relationships, including the current one, you've directed your energy at the other person thinking that's what you needed to do, but that was an unconscious thought or an unconscious, more unconscious action. You know, it's unconsciousness in your energy. So right now what you're hitting, and it looks like what this relationship is bringing forward for you, is you're kind of hitting the point where there's no return, where you just decide, oh, screw this. I'm done taking this stuff on. And it looks like you change the way that you are in a relationship, or the way that you see yourself, you know, what you can have. And I see in this relationship, I'm not saying walk away or don't walk away. I'm just saying there's a shifting. You're like getting to this point where you're just done, like being a certain way. And you can see it. You know you can. You can feel it too. It looks like you're aware of kind of like an hourglass. You know, the sands are about to leave. They're about to be done. They're spilling out now. And it may just be that you decide, you wake up and go, oh, that's it. I blew the picture. I'm done. I don't need to be in this kind of relationship anymore. But it also helps you be more honest.
Yeah,
you're exhausted.
Right. Be more honest with myself.
Be more honest with
what I need.
Yes, because you've been in the lie that you have to direct your energy outside of yourself to get what you want.
Right.
And you've been more and more directing your energy into yourself, and you're at this point now that feels like, oh, you know, what am I going to do here? But I see that you're getting to that point, and, you know, that's good. That's wonderful.
It is. So it's kind of if you don't meet me halfway, then I can't keep feeding you, because you're not we're not feeding each other anymore. It's very one-sided.
Relationships are a two-way street. It's an agreement.
Right.
So that would be being an adult, too, and deciding, that's it, I'm having adult relationships.
Yeah.
That's good.
And so then when you say that I would be blowing this picture.
Right. I only have about another 3 seconds here.
No, that's fine. Fine. So I wouldn't be taking it with me.
No, it's exactly, you're changing how your consciousness is with this.
Perfect.
Good luck. It looks, as hard as it is, it actually looks really good.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening and for calling.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye. This is Chris Cahill, Psychic Every Day. This is Skid Row Studios. You can find us at skidrowstudios.com, Real Radio on the internet. I only have about another couple minutes left to my show tonight, and I want to thank everybody who's helped create, you know, the space and the place for this show, including Mindy, who's on the boards tonight, and Jeremy for all your hard work, Skid Row Studios. All the other wonderful show hosts, and I'm looking forward to meeting more of them soon, but I've really enjoyed being part of this. I also want to thank Amadeus Baj for the use of her music at the beginning and end of my show. And I want to thank everybody, every single one of you, all of you who call in and listen and, you know, do the work you do. You can find me if you're looking for more information about these topics, about healing and being psychic and meditation and all of that. You can find a lot of this on my website. I'm at chriscahill.com. I also have a blog called psychiceveryday.com. And you can find me all over the place on Facebook and Yelp and Twitter and all that stuff. But you'll find all those links on my sites. And I'd love it if you like what you hear here, go to iTunes and rate my podcast. I'd love it. Give me a review. It would be lovely. I appreciate it. But thank you so much. And please come back again next Wednesday, March 13th, and my theme next Wednesday will be clairvoyance, and that's going to be an exciting show all about being able to see clearly. Okay, have a good night. Thanks.